It's time for the ETF Spotlight, where each week we highlight one exchange-traded fund. There are thousands of ETFs available to invest in. ETF Prime has sorted through them all, so you don't have to.
The ETF we're spotlighting this week is the TrimTabs All Cap U.S. Free Cash Flow ETF. The ticker symbol on that is TTAC. And joining us via phone from New York to discuss this ETF is Janet Johnston, Portfolio Manager at TrimTabs Asset Management. Janet, a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thanks, Nate. I appreciate you having me as a guest and highlighting TTAC.
So, Janet, yeah, let's just dive right in here. Walk us through the investment process behind this ETF and then what the end investment goal is.
Okay. What we do at TrimTabs Asset Management is we combine seasoned, disciplined, active management with our proprietary multi-factor quantitative models. And our primary factor is free cash flow. It's the strongest, but we also combine it with balance sheets and actual share reduction. And our goal is to create quality core portfolios that outperform the major indices over the long term.
And how many holdings are in the portfolio?
So in TTAC, we own around 100 names. Our portfolios are equally weighted. We do that because our research indicates that when you use free cash flow as a factor, equal-weighted portfolios outperform cap-weighted portfolios.
And Janet, do you mind explaining what free cash flow is and why it's so important?
Free cash flow is essentially the cash that a company has available after subtracting operating expenditures and accounting for CapEx. And we just think free cash flow is a more transparent and superior indicator of corporate profitability than net income and earnings. And as you're probably aware, companies have quite a bit of discretion. Sometimes we refer to it as opinion, that they can use in terms of calculating earnings. And in fact, in January of 2016, the Financial Analyst Journal had a lead article called The Misrepresentation of Earnings, and it was a survey of 400 CFOs, and their findings were sobering. 20% said that they felt earnings reports to be intentionally distorted, and by a significant amount, 10%. So we think free cash flow is harder to manipulate, and our research also indicates that it beats both growth of GAAP earnings and growth of operating earnings in terms of future price appreciation.
Okay, and then you mentioned this ETF is also looking at companies reducing their share count. Can you explain the importance of stock buybacks?
Absolutely. As investors, we want a bigger piece of the pie. So we are in favor of stock buybacks. We look at actual share reduction, not announcements. Sometimes companies buy back stock, but on the other side, through options or corporate actions, they may not be actually decreasing stock. So we look at the actual share reduction, and when we combine that with free cash flow, we're looking for companies with strong organic growth, and we're trying to avoid the companies that are leveraging up their balance sheet to buy back stock to engineer growth.
And Janet, this is an actively managed ETF, and when we talk about the end investment goal, what is the benchmark that this ETF is attempting to outperform?
The benchmark is the Russell 3000.
Okay. And you mentioned the holdings in the ETF are equally weighted, and you talked a little bit about the rationale behind that. But I'm just curious, given that the ETF is actively managed, why not size positions based on which companies have the best metrics around free cash flow and stock buybacks instead of equal weighting?
Yeah, our research indicates using free cash flow that the equal weighted portfolios tend to outperform, and we just think that's a lot of the cap-weighted funds can tend to be closet indexers, and you know, that's just, we're not in that space. We have a high active share.
All right. Now, TrimTabs also offers the all-cap international free cash flow ETF, ticker symbol TTAI. Is this essentially the same investment process as TTAC, but just looking internationally?
It's the same investment process, but it's developed markets outside of the U.S.
Okay.
And we tend to buy companies on local exchanges and local currencies, not exclusively, but that's the majority of the companies that we own.
Interestingly, I noticed the top holding in TTAI is currently the iShares MSCI South Korea ETF. How does that fit into this process? If you're targeting companies with free cash flow and reducing share counts, how did an ETF end up in the holdings?
That's correct. Korea is a very innovative country. They have some of the best technology in the world. However, operationally, it's very expensive to buy individual Korean stocks. And there are not many ADRs. So we don't want our investors to miss out on this developed market. So we bought EWY because we think it's the best and most efficient way for our investors to get exposure to that developed market. We do own Samsung. It does trade in a depository receipt in London in U.S. dollars, but otherwise it's just hard to get Korean exposure.
All right, so boiling this down, where do TTAC and TTAI fit in a portfolio? What's the benefit of this approach?
We think that TTAC and TTAI are core high-quality positions. We try to create all-weather portfolios that you can own over the long term.
Our guest is Janet Johnston, portfolio manager at TrimTabs Asset Management. Janet, it's interesting. We've been highlighting a lot more active strategies recently. This certainly seems like a growing area of ETFs. And anytime we talk active ETFs, I always like to ask about the daily transparency, right? Everyone can see exactly what you're doing on a daily basis. Does that concern you at all?
Absolutely not. We believe that full transparency is in the best interest of the investor, and we don't have an issue with publishing our holdings every day. And as active managers, we have true 100% human discretion in terms of the portfolio.
Well, and you know, one of the I think debates around this topic is concern that trades may be front run. Clearly, you guys don't see that as a concern.
I don't see how trades could be front run because our trades aren't posted before we do them. Our holdings are posted at the end of the day.
Well, it will be interesting to watch this space because, as I'm sure you're aware, last week we got word that apparently Persidion will be gaining approval on their active shares, a non-transparent ETF structure. So we're going to be fascinated to see if that gains any traction. Janet, can you talk more about what you see as the value of active management? And look, let me preface that by saying I'll be the first to say this active versus passive debate has grown old. It's tired. But there are other index-based ETFs out there focusing on stock buybacks or quality metrics like free cash flow. So how do you paint your value proposition here in terms of active management?
As active managers, you know, there's no sector filter in our model. We make active decisions about sectors. We're very tax aware. TTAC has never distributed a capital gain, even in 2017. When we were up 26.5%. In addition, we're able to look at other risks such as disruptive technology and innovation, regulatory, trade-related, other corporate fundamentals. For the last 9 months, we've been looking at revenue and supply chain risk related to the trade war. Those are things that you cannot do in a passive ETF.
All right. And then, Janet, lastly, just much more broadly speaking, I'm curious, do you have any views on what the future of active management in an ETF wrapper looks like in terms of the potential for growth, any opportunities there?
I think you'll see active managers taking advantage of big data, and I think it's going to improve the investment process. And as active managers, you know, we pick up on data that I don't think the passive funds would necessarily pick up on. One of the common themes that we're seeing in both of our U.S. and our international portfolios is that the U.S. consumer is very solid and the Chinese consumer is very strong.
Well, Janet, we'll have to leave it there. I really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nate. I appreciate it.
That was Janet Johnston, Portfolio Manager at TrimTabs Asset Management. And you can learn more about their two ETFs by visiting TrimTabsFunds.com.